Hello, I'm Darling Molly, and welcome to my AMA. So a couple weeks ago, I was super freaking bored and I asked for questions about, well, anything. And you guys really pulled through. This is it's a number of questions. I don't know if we'll get through all of them in this one, but we'll see. If it exceeds 10 minutes, then we'll just make another part. Yeah. We'll also try to keep it as concise as possible with these answers, but I won't promise I won't ramble, because that always happens. Cool. Let's start. Favorite things to cook or bake? For cooking, it's probably pork buns. Ever since I learned how to make them, I make them too much. Someone stop me, please. I eat way too much of this stuff. To bake, probably bread. I also learned this recently, and it's a lot easier than people think it is. It was a lot easier than I thought it was, actually. 4 ingredients, about maybe 2-3 hours if you don't let it proof for too long. It's good stuff. What's your favorite flower? Chrysanthemums, I'd say. They're really pretty, and if they weren't the literal flower of death and grieving, I would probably have them tattooed all over my body. What's your favorite book you've ever read? Or several books, if you really like. I like Temora Pierce books, and here's why. She writes a lot of women in places that men usually are, but in a fantasy setting. So the women would be knights, they would be mages, stuff like that, and growing up reading them, I really like that kind of stuff. And even now, when I read over them again, I find things I never noticed. It's great. It's good stuff all around. Never eat a hot meal or never have a cold drink. Oh no. Oh no, that's a... okay. Probably never eat a hot meal. I could probably do without mac and cheese, but I can't not have ice cubes in my drink. Like, it's just not a thing that happens. Do you know your sun, moon, and rising signs? Yes. Yes, I do. What's your favorite audio you've recorded thus far? Probably pheromones. I didn't think I would have so much fun with the werewolf concept, but like, it's great. I actually love it a lot. It seems to be pretty well received, so I think y'all like it too. What's an audio concept you've always wanted to try but have never gotten around to recording or writing? Probably collabs. I've been thinking about it, and it's really hard to coordinate, is what it is, because, you know, if you have really different mic setups or if you have really different styles, it's hard to collaborate on such things. I mean, and even if you look for scripts, a lot of them have tags that, you know, either I or the other person might not be comfortable with. It's a whole thing. It's definitely a lot of work. What's your happiest moment that you're comfortable sharing? Every moment after I pick up a fork or spoon would be the happiest moment, I think. And for something a little lighthearted, if you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Probably sushi. It's a great blanket term for, you know, many things, but it's also this very specific thing that I like, which is raw fish. But only, like, really fresh sushi, not the North American stuff. If you had to summarize your aesthetic in a word or phrase, what would it be? Meme Lord. What's your favorite food? For now, probably Korean food. Maybe like bibimbap or sinabuchike. Like, I'm really into that right now. If we weren't obligated by the wretched grip of capitalism, what would you do every day? I'd probably start a garden, you know? I'd love, like, growing things. I love making edible plants or vegetables, as they're called. I'd probably also have like a tiny little farm, maybe with a goat, cow, a bunch of cats and dogs. Yeah. This is Julian. Hey, Julian. What's your favorite letter of the alphabet? I want to say G or H, because it feels good on the tongue and it feels good on the tongue elsewhere, if you know what I mean. What inspired you to become a VA? Any inspiration behind your username? I mean, I think I got inspired the way most other people do, which is listening to existing VAs. I discovered audio porn firstly like 6 or 7 years ago, I think, when I was in college, and it kind of started from there. And I was always like, this is so cool. People actually do this. They can do it for a living. It's kind of like, well, everyone else was like, oh, I want to be a YouTuber or a TikToker. I'm just like, I guess I want to do audio porn. Let's see, the username. Right, so the username is a mashup of a word I think is really cute, darling, and the word Molly, which was an 18th century male prostitute, if you didn't know. Yeah, so in the 1800s, I think it was in England, mostly, they would have Molly houses, where rich men would go in and spend a great time with their male escorts, let's call them. Favorite hobbies or things you do for fun to pass the time? I call it writing music. It's mostly just me banging on a keyboard. I also used to like to read, but now I just like to listen to audio dramas. That and audiobooks gets me through the day, you know? Any favorite artists, bands, or type of music, like rock, pop, etc.? I like Hozier, honorary lesbian that he is. He writes songs about worshiping women, and his songs are mostly in my vocal range, so I really appreciate that. I also like Hayley Kiyoko, our one and only lesbian Jesus. Anything even remotely gay sounding or gay at all. Like, I really like Lil Nas X's music. It's good stuff. Have you ever thought of writing stories, not just scripts or improv? I have, actually. I was an English major, and I used to write a lot in school. And I used to just really want to write books. I have so many great concepts for books. But the thing is, if I want to see a book with those concepts, I have to write it myself. And I don't currently have the attention span, time, or energy to actually write something of my own. So it's gonna be a goal for me, hopefully, to do before I'm, let's say, 35. Give me about 10 years. Fun facts about you. I can play 5 instruments, but all at varying levels and not all good. I saw you like to draw. Will you share any more art of yours? What do you like to draw in general? I do like to draw. I think I will share more art of mine. And in general, I don't know, every once in a blue moon I get this urge to make something visible, I guess. And I just break out my tablet, I do it, and when I'm done, I'm like, that's great, perfect. Put it away for another 2-3 months. So yeah, whenever I do something else, I'll definitely share it. Do you write songs? Or what kind of songs do you like to sing? I do kind of write songs-ish. I mean, not at the caliber that people should listen to, but I try. The songs I like to sing are probably mostly musicals. Like, Chicago was a favorite of mine. I also just discovered Heathers. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I heard like 1 or 2 songs and I like what I hear. The most random thing that happened to you? probably the weeks before my birthday when I was like, you know what I should do? I should make audio porn. And then actually doing it. See, that's the weird part. Can you play instruments? Yeah, I can. Any advice you would like to give to your followers? Stay out of school. Socks on or off? I like to have one sock on one foot and the other foot bare. Would you rather fight a bear with shark arms or a shark with bear arms? I would never bear arms against a shark, but I would shark arms against a bear. Are you gay? No, why would you say that? What do you like most about being a VA and creating content for the people that listen? I like feedback and attention and critique. I also like to make things that people like to listen to. And I like to make things that I'm proud of, you know? P.S. Love you. Hope you're having an amazing day, night, or evening. Love you too. Hope you're having a nice those as well. If you could travel to anywhere in the world for free, where would you go and why? Probably Singapore. They have really good food. Hi, you're really cool. ILY. Sorry I don't have a question at the moment. That's okay. How's your day going? Good. What are your top three favorite artists? Poets of the Fall. Hozier. Hayley Kiyoko. What is the most romantic thing a partner has ever done for you? Exist. What is your most overused corny joke? I mean, I don't know my most overused corny joke, but I know my mom's most overused corny gay joke. Name three people, dead or alive, that you would make dinner for or have dinner with. My mom, my cat, and my other cat. I got nothing. No thoughts. Head empty. Same. I love you. Thanks for turning me a lesbian. You're welcome. I mean, if you like, I can turn you back around. Fart. not in command, unfortunately. Which audio did you have the most fun making? Probably the nerd jock videos. I really like them. I like the characters. I like the lighthearted way the story goes. It's cute, you know? What are some audio concepts you've been sitting on for a while but hope to do soon? I think more sub content, actually. A lot of you seem to want to hear me beg, which, I mean, I guess I see the appeal, but yeah, it's coming. It'll happen. Don't worry about it. We'll make it happen. And I think this is a good place to end it. I did say I might ramble, so this is, I mean, it's totally my fault. I should have kept an eye on the time, but thanks for listening. If you've made it this far, I do appreciate you and everything y'all do to support me. It means a lot. Love ya. Bye.